So we're into the 90th year of the Northwest 200. It's been going a long time and it takes a lot of organising. And one chap, and I'm not saying he's been here for all 90 years, but the driving force currently behind the event, course director Mervyn White. What do you think is the success behind the Northwest and has meant it's last so long?
I suppose success on the event itself is that we have worked over a number of years to raise the profile of the Northwest 200. We have gained, as fair to say, some of our best competitors, best road racers from throughout the world itself. And we have a lot of road racers who only take part in the Northwest 200, who don't do any other road races. For example, the likes of your Alistair Seelys, your Glenn Irwins, you know, your Jeremy Williams and people like that. So we've been forging relationships with, you know, the competitors over many, many years, and as a result then, you know, we have good sort of close gelling with them, if you like, at the end of the day, to ensure that they come and take part in the event itself. We have put a lot of work into it, you know, around various upgrades and changes. For example, we have a new modular structure here this year for our office facility, with emergency service on the ground floor and our offices on the top floor. We have grandstands, 4,500 grandstands around the course. We have four massive screens, the big screens themselves. So it hasn't happened overnight. We've just been working and working and working to raise the whole profile. And it's now, I suppose, you know, very much a family type event where people come to the north coast here, Coleraine, Port Rush, Port Stewart, you know, enjoy it. The weather's good, bring the family, that type of thing, and watch the racing as well.
And of course, the planning just doesn't happen overnight. Months and months, you're planning well ahead.
Yeah, well, very much so. I mean, you know, Gillian, Fergus, and myself work on the event, you know, all year round. Since this year's race is over, then we kick off. You know, looking at the following year's racing itself. So the three of us are involved in it all year round. We have a good management team here, you know, who have their own roles and responsibilities, and they work and work to ensure that their work is managed properly and complete. So, as I say, it's an all year round business. It's very much commercialised now, you know, with title sponsors in Vauxhall Motors, who are based in Luton. We have all our individual race sponsors, we have our corner sponsors, so it's progressing well, it's moving ahead, and certainly from our point of view, massive amount of work involved in the event itself, particularly when it goes up to the closing stages within the last couple of weeks, because I suppose the bulk of the work on the event is all around the detail and making sure the detail's right at the end of the day. Whether it's branding, whether it's toilet facilities, whether it's grandstands, whether it's hospitality, anything you go to do, a massive amount of work. So we're fairly fortunate that we have, as I say, a good team around us, you know, who work and work to provide the help and the support which we need.
You've obviously seen many changes over the years while you've been in charge, many of which you've been responsible for. Up to date, what would you say has been the best change that you've implemented?
I suppose there's been many, many changes over the years. Things like hospitality here, where we have 500 people on the Thursday, 500 on the Saturday, introduction of grandstands, the big screens, this facility here, which we brought on board this year for the first time, where you have all emergency services, bottom floor, you have our own offices on the top floor, things like that. We're just working and working and working to improve all the time. And personnel-wise, we have a lot of really good help and support, you know, from Cosby Coast and Glensborough Council, who, you know, provide financial support towards the event, but do a massive amount of work in kind, you know. So, you know, we're very, very pleased that we have a council like that on board who provided, you know, with as much help as we require at the end of the day.
So last year we had a spectacular finish to the Northwest 200. We had Hutchison, Seeley and Irwin. And Glenn Irwin just stole the win from Alistair Seeley. You hoping that will happen this year? We'll have a spectacular finish?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, at the end of the day, if I can get safe racing, that's the bottom line. You know, we had a couple incidents in practice yesterday, you know, nothing serious. But as I say, if I can get a climax to the race, which I had last year, and if we can get everybody home safely, that's really all that matters at the end of the day. What a brilliant race it was with the Glen Irwin, Seeley, Hutchie, people like that, you know. And as I say, if the same thing happens again this year, I'll be certainly more than happy.
Could I put you in the spot and ask you for a prediction for this year? Have you got one, or do you want to stay completely neutral in that.
I've got to stay neutral. I can't give anyone my backing at the end of the day, so I sit on the fence on that end of things, you know. There's probably six or eight contenders there who could win the race, you know. And I mean, our own local guys here, you know, I can see them doing well, doing very well, particularly in the Superbike class tomorrow night and also on Saturday. So, as I say, we'll not mention any particular names, but I would like to think that as long as we get good racing and safe racing, that's all that matters.
Well, Mervyn, success of the Northwest 200. We've got the weather this year, so I wish you all the best for our race day.